Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, Mike Campion with the lovely Lindsay B. She's worked with me for over a year. I'm still terrified of saying her name out loud and in public because I will screw it up. But I'm comfortable with Lindsay. If she wants to introduce her own last name, she can. Today, we are talking about probably one of my one of the big things that you guys want to hear, one of my favorite, how to scale your company by leveraging other people's time, delegating, VAs, all that sort of stuff. The reason I brought Lindsay on is I talk a lot of talk. So what I can help you with is how to find a Lindsay and delegate to her. What Lindsay can help you with is how to take her job, which is four people's job, and find other people to delegate. So you'll be able to get both of those. That said, Lindsay, tell them who you are. Feel free to say your last name. And here's your perfect opportunity to say what it's like for working for Grow My Cleaning. Good, bad, or the ugly. Give it all.
Okay. So my last name
try
is
not to
Bjorklund.
Curse, if you don't mind.
Pardon?
So try not to curse, though, when you're sharing what it's like working with us. Just, you know, keep this a clean show.
I do live in New York, and cursing is like, we all curse like sailors here, so I will keep it G.
Love it. And I spoke over your last, this is why I never know your last name. I ask you to say it, and then I talk right over you, and no one ever hears it. Hit us again with the full, if you got a middle name you want to throw in, give us the full identification who we're dealing with here.
Okay. My full name is Lindsay Ann Bjorklund.
See, it sounds so easy, Bjorklund. But if you see it, there's like a J and a B, and there's just too many letters. Okay, Lindsay Ann, easy. Bjorklund, insane. And is that your husband's name? Did you take that?
That's my husband's name. Yeah, my maiden name was Wade. I like to be complicated. What can I say?
This guy better be. That would have been first date conversation for me. Like, listen, I'm a Wade now. If I'm going to be a Bjorklund, well, you better be charming as all get out. So apparently this guy's a keeper. Worth going from the four letter, very easy, to the very complex Bjorklund.
Absolutely.
And I know how to say it, but Bjorklund is much more fun than Bjorklund. All right. On the very small chance that you tuned in not to hear about the origins of Lindsay's name and want to scale your cleaning company, I guess we can maybe hit on that for a second. Look at that, Lindsay, because she, so first of all, here, let me just give you some background. First of all, hire the best people. Lindsay is amazing. Literally, I went to our little thing. Usually, I don't do a ton of prep for these calls when I have someone smart like Lindsay on. She has a whole, like, Lindsay's ideas for talking points. It's all good. So I don't even have to think. I'm just going to ask questions that Lindsay already did that are amazing, and then I'll look smart and take all the credit, as is my custom. So these are Lindsay's questions. So when we first started, we were smaller, and Lindsay was kind of just doing a bunch of stuff. And I don't even remember, so hopefully you remember, we're going to be screwed. How do we transition from you kind of hopefully got hired one person to do one job to one person like making sure three or four jobs? I don't even remember how that transition happened, but I'm guessing the people would be interested to hear.
Yeah. So I remember our first week on the job, you basically told me, here's what I see you doing and here's what I see you growing to. So you kind of tested me with different tasks just to see how I did. And, you know, you told me right off the bat, you're like, someday if you grow, you can have other people doing this and you'll oversee that. If that doesn't work out for you, we'll hire someone over you and you can do, you know, whatever, and, you know, someone else can look over you. So you were like pretty straightforward right off the bat. So I knew what to expect.
That's pretty funny because as you're saying that, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like something I would say. I totally buy this story. So for you guys and gals, the encouragement I would give you is, A, be direct with your folks, right? And then B, this is a writer downer. I do my best as opposed to interview and talk, especially with salespeople, by the way, because I'll sell the crap out of you, and talk about what could be done. Just give them a task, find a way to put kind of the bumper rails up so they can't screw things up too much. So if it's like scheduling, like, oh, they could screw it up. Give them a fake schedule, right? If it's getting guests for your podcast, have them get a guest for your podcast, right? So, and by the way, in the chat, for those of you guys that aren't live, a lot of Lindsay fans out there. It's not a lot of Mike. It's my podcast, and Lindsay getting all the love. How dare you people? Anyway, so let them do the job or not. Is it because Lindsay could have told me all daggum day, I'm this, I'm that, I'm blah, blah, blah. Maybe I believe her, maybe I don't. Maybe she's telling the truth, maybe she's not. But when I just said do this, that, and the other, and how, it's not even... Some of it was how she did the task, but a lot of it was how you showed up as a human being, like how we worked together. And I knew within certainly a week or two, like, oh yeah, this is, if she'll tolerate me for more than 6 seconds, this is a lady. How did that feel on your end to kind of be, and hopefully I didn't give you a lot of help, just like, here's the thing, go get them. Because if I tell her exactly what to do and hold her hand, then I'm teaching her, hey, I'm going to hold your hand. Just don't use your big brain. Just wait for me to give you, you know, instructions. As opposed, I gave her very little and said, here's what we're trying to get happen. Giddy up. And, she rocked it. How'd that feel from your side?
Yeah, it felt pretty freeing, actually, because I've come from a lot of different work environments where I've been micromanaged, where I've been, given great ideas, and I've had bosses that are like, okay, no. So it was actually really, really freeing and like super comfortable feeling to be able to just hop in and give it my best shot, whatever the task was. And then you gave me feedback. And the more feedback you gave me, Mike, the easier you made it for me over time. Like, I feel like we learned each other's style of dealing with each other. This is kind of like a little side tangent, if I may, but I don't know if a lot of people know this, but we just met in person in November.
In front of our Next Level group. Like, literally, we were in the middle of a room I was talking or yamming around about some stupid thing. Lindsay walks in, and it was like J-Lo walked in. It was a celebrity. Everything stopped right in the middle. Everybody had a lineup to give. We had like a 12-minute unplanned break just to hug Lindsay. It was ridiculous.
It was fun. But what I really remember too, that was something, but the next day, I remember you and I were the first people up and ready for the event. And it was just like our mornings on Slack. It felt like conversation, just in person.
Stupid stuff. Like, I walk in, yeah, because I'm always the first person at the event until Lindsay shows up at the event. And then I walk in. She's already got a welcome desk, which we never had. Name tags, never had. And she's like filling them out. I'm like, the hell is going on here? Lindsay's like, oh, I just decided to sort this whole thing. I saw that you weren't running this properly, so I've decided it should be run properly. And now this is happening. I was like, yeah, great. We'll do that.
Yeah, it's cool. We're the same in person as we are virtually, I guess. So
it didn't feel
a great thing to have.
Aside from being able to hug you, it really didn't feel different than our, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, this is a new person. It was just like, oh yeah, this is the Lindsay I know and love. And I was like, this is the first time you met? And we're like, not really. I mean, I suppose. You might have been a little taller or shorter than I thought, and vice versa. But other than that, I was like, no, that's just Lindsay. All right. So, yeah, again, this isn't the only way, but this is certainly the way that works for us, is big, if you're kind of writing notes and looking for a framework, big thing is, don't talk about what people could do, let them do it. Second thing is, look at how they do it, not just the task, but how you work together. Like, a lot of it was not the specific thing that you did, but if you needed help, did you ask for help? Did you do it in an annoying way where you bother me every 10 seconds, or did you do it in an adult way where your question's good? Like, so it wasn't so much like, is Lindsay good at this task? It was, is Lindsay someone that's going to be a great fit on this team? And it was cool, because once you'd done the two or three things I asked you to do, there was a whole universe of like, I'm sure Lindsay can do anything in this, like, category, as opposed to every time giving her a new task. So that's what it felt like on my end. And in her end, I was interested to hear. I was, you know, you could have said, I didn't like, you know, you said micromanage. I'm like, I would just describe myself as more ghost managing. And I was afraid you'd be like, it was uncomfortable. I didn't like it. It was scary. Like, no one was there to support me or help me. But I guess if you have the right person that like, yeah, I know I'm competent. Get out of my way and let me do my job. I guess. And again, a good indicator, right? Had ghost manager Mike showed up and Lindsay was constantly freaking out. Not that that would be wrong or I shouldn't give more feedback. That's just a good indicator we may not be a fit. So I guess that looking for a fit's right. So how did you know, Lindsay, when it was time? Because I never told you. I don't think. I mean, I yell at Lindsay when she works too much. That's for Dag, I'm sure. But I don't think I give her the go hire someone or go do something. Like, she kind of has to come up with that. So how did you identify, I've got too much work on my plate, I'm going to go crazy or drop some balls, I need to hire a guy or a gal?
Yeah, you know, to be completely honest, I think it kind of happened on its own, where I was like, Mike, I'm having trouble. I remember coming to you at a few points, but one point specifically, and being like, you know, I can't get everything done anymore. I don't know, like, what is to be prioritized. And you're like, how are you tracking your time? And I think we looked at what I was doing, and you looked at certain tasks like editing videos. You shouldn't be doing that anymore. Just really easy, simple tasks. You just kind of sussed it out right away. And I was like, oh yeah, why didn't I think of this? And it was kind of like, that's time to hire a VA to help me.
And let me give you guys and gals some encouragement. I wish I could say, yeah, Lindsay's not that bright and I'm really smart. So when she brought me her problem, because I have a big brain, I could solve it. That's what I tell myself, but that's not the truth. The truth is Lindsay was just super close. If Lindsay could have had that same conversation with another Lindsay too would have sorted it right out. So you know what I'm saying? It wasn't like the problems were so complex. It was just, she needed a human that wasn't like right up in front of it to like sort out for her. So I love doing this. Like, what does it feel like and look like from your perspective? And what does it look like from my perspective? Cause you guys and gals are super helpful to know what it should and could look like from each. So for me, it was really good that Lindsay came to me for help. So a lot of people would have done one of two things: start dropping balls. And then that's a different conversation after the fact. Like, hey, you didn't come to me. And it would have been my fault, by the way. One of the big problems I have, and you guys are going to have, with hiring administrative people that do stuff is, as you grow, you'll have more stuff, right? Like, scope creep just jumps right in there. Like, I hired Lindsay to do A, B, and C. Now she's doing the whole alphabet plus some numbers, plus there's a J in there and a Z from her name. Like, she's doing all sorts of stuff. So, which is good. That means we're growing. So that in of itself wasn't bad. But my expectation of, hey, I paid you this much to do this thing, and now you're doing that thing, but kind of making the same thing, and you only have the same hours, not ideal, but that's one of the risks of ghost managing, right? So Lindsay could have dropped balls. That would have been a problem, even though as the owner and the responsible party, would have been my fault, but still I would have had to talk to Lindsay like, hey, you committed to do A, B, C, D, E, F, G, even though that was unreasonable. You still committed and you dropped balls. You didn't do that. Or I'll just work myself to burnout and then quit or die or some other terrible, which is, she was close. I think that would have been Lindsay's. She's never going to drop a ball, but she'll work too much. So I was really proud of you. And that's a weakness that you've had and that you're getting stronger on is, and yeah. Tracy, if you're out there, I'm talking to you too, sister. Both of the ladies. So the guys on our team, lazy, we don't care. We're fine. We'll drool. We'll sort it out. But the women are like, we'll get this done. Well, and they have this unreasonably positive view of what they can do, which is great. You want people like that on your team, but you need them to be real and go, okay, this is more than one human's job. So always look for people that are willing to not drop balls, but come to you when there's a problem, right? As opposed to just, I'll internalize. And then 6 months and 4 days from now, I'll freak out on you or quit or scream or, like, you know, go postal, right? And she just was able to kind of tap that off. So once you knew we had to hire someone, what was the next step? How'd you do it? I'm literally interested. I have no idea. I pay this person that you hired or these people. I have no idea how it happened. So I'll listen just like the audience.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish I could take all the credit, but our
you
first
can.
VAs
no one
were...
else is here. Just me and you. You can take all the credit. That's what I do when you're not here.
you actually found a great site where we could get VAs from that live in the Philippines that are work out of there, and we were lucky enough. That's how we found Apple, who a lot of Cleaning Nation knows. Once they get in the program, she's like my right hand girl. She's our spreadsheet queen.
She's the best.
So yeah.
Oh, by the way, onlinejobs.ph. Trust me, I will get Cleaning Nation's wrath if Lindsay's like, you found the best. The key to the whole thing is this one website. I'm not going to say it, but it's awesome.
I need to like tattoo that website on my arm because I always forget.
Yes, onlinejobs. I don't know why. I haven't been there for ever. So yeah, and by the way, the Filipino people as a whole, as I found, are just kindest, sweetest, most loyal. And I still do feel a little bit, I don't want to say guilty, but you know, we don't pay a lot compared to American workers, but I found they're super appreciative, and I feel like we pay enough. So in their area, they're like, this is a great job. I'm very blessed to have it. And I think it's well under $1,000 a month for like a full-time, very talented person. And there's a little frustration because when we're working, they're kind of sleeping, and we obviously don't want to bother all night. And I'm sure there's people that are like, I'll stay up all night, whatever your hours are, which is fine, but that's not great for them. But the flip side is, it's a lot of like, hey, I'm going to bed. Could you get this done? And we wake up and it's done. It's like, well, that's fun. So that's just when you're working with anyone on the other side of the globe, there's the good and the kind of the yin and the yang. So how did you know? I kind of told Cleaning Nation how I knew you were a great fit and vice versa. So we now next time we'll have to have you and me and Apple. We'll have the whole like the whole thing. But how did you know? How many people did you have to go through? How did you find Apple? How did you make sure she knew? Same thing. Did she start with this and she's still doing it, or have we increased her? Like, walk us the same conversation you and I had. Have that conversation for you and Apple.
Yeah. So we actually test run a few different people at the same time, which Mike, I know you recommend a lot, just to see who's a good fit. And we had different needs at different times based on our capacity, like what we needed done. And there's been different seasons, I guess, in our company where we actually needed more than one VA. But with Apple, she, her and I just have a great workflow. She's just like you and I, Mike. I tested her with a few, you know, not too complicated tasks. It wasn't annoying. It was just something I couldn't do anymore was make the thumbnails for our Facebook lives. And I said, Apple, can she try making a few? And she's like, oh yeah. And they're like way better than I could have ever done. So that's just one example. I just kind of threw her stuff and she's just grown so much. And she says she's learning stuff from us. And it's awesome. It just goes right back and forth.
And let me give you guys the encouragement. I want you to see something I got. I don't want you to miss. So with Lindsay, I never taught her how to hire a VA. I just hired her, and it's so cool for me to hear like, oh, I saw that you just gave me tasks and that seemed to work. So I just did it with Apple. So the cool thing is, had I had a long process of teaching Lindsay how to do it, it would have had some impact and probably bored the pants off her. But with no process and just being who we were, she's like, oh, I see how this works. And she just picked it up. So just like children, not that Lindsay's a child or I don't think she's, I thought she was like super younger than me. And I turned out she's only like 5 or 10 years younger than me. I thought you were young, but you're just an old lady. Oh, sorry. Lindsay's, you know, in her early 20s, obviously.
Keep clearly. The guys up, Mike. I know. Come on. Like, but in my 20s.
Yeah. Far be it for me to guess any different. I don't even get into the story about me asking the lady if she was pregnant. It went poorly. I'll tell you that right now. Or when she was due, not even she was pregnant. Terrible. What the heck were we talking about? So yeah, showing just like kids, right? I can tell my kid to be my little guy, my man, to be a man of integrity all day long. But if I lie, cheat, and steal, worthless. I can say nothing about integrity to him and just live in a way of integrity. And there's a good chance he's going to show up exposed to that and have a high predilection to get that direction. Okay. Gosh, we are already like right out of time. Here's the thing I really want to get, because I'm trying to kind of ask the questions that I think people would want to ask Lindsay, right? That we get a lot of. We're so blessed with the team here. It's so cool. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, Lindsay's amazing. Like Lou, one of our coaches on here, just because he loves you guys. He just wants to hang out. And he's saying a bunch of nice things about you, Lindsay, that I'm not going to repeat because you get a big fat head. I have to pay you more money. It'll just be awful. For me, better for you, terrible for me. We can't have Lindsay with a big head. She'll be intolerable. But the team we have, like the Apples, and people are just like, how do you get those people? And I always have my perspective, and I'm happy you can hear other podcasts where I've shared that. I would love to hear your perspective, because I'm sure there are other opportunities and other people to be happy to pay you similar or better wages to do a job that may be the same or more fun. What made you pick, of all the other opportunities you had, why are you here? Like, why are you serving this people? You know, tell me. I'm interested to hear for myself.
Yeah. The way I found you is, I think they call it great assistant. On your end, and on my end, it was a different name, the hiring company. But I think you put your core values right on the application or on the ad, just have fun, being real, making money, helping out. And I was like, having fun, no one ever puts that on an ad. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. And then we had our interviews and I was like, this guy is fun. So yeah, I hate sounding like a... echoing the same thing every time, but core values make a huge difference. And I've applied that to my ads to hire people wherever the source is, every Upwork, Fiverr, whatever it is. I always put our core values first, what we're looking for. Otherwise, it just kind of doesn't work out, I found. So core values really do make a difference.
So the two things I heard from Lindsay, and it's so cool because I can promise you, I didn't know I was going to ask that question before this show, and Lindsay and I certainly didn't discuss what her answer would be. So it was going to be whatever it was. And I love that. Two things. One, I'll ask people that we're coaching, what are your core values? And they'll go, hold on, let me get it. And they start looking around. Lindsay, part of our team, went have fun, make money, be real, help out, like right off the bat, right? I would have been nervous. She's like, our core values, you know what they are. Let me go look and find them. Like, if you have to look and find them, we're not living them. So I love that. And two, I feel like it's not just having and knowing your core values, but living them. She said the key part, like, we could put an ad of have fun, make money, be real, help out, but if she showed up on the interview and our team meetings and in person and none of those were there, she would have been like, oh, this is a scam, and she'd be somewhere else. So I want to encourage you guys, it's really that simple in terms of understand what your core values, live them large when it comes to customers, employees, teammates, vendors, prospective customers, all that sort of stuff, and then you got to be them, right? And that's the beautiful thing about your core values. If I put, like, you know, deliver top-notch service and be on time, or things I thought that you guys, Clean Nation, would like, and then I attracted Lindsay with that, but that wasn't really who I was, she'd get frustrated after a while and go, this whole thing's a sham. So, all right, if you are going, yes, I would like, that is a problem. I've tried to hire people. And by the way, for any of you knuckleheads out there that are going, oh, but you don't understand, it's different with cleaners. It's more, the less you pay people, the more this is important, right? Like, Lindsay's kind of an adult woman making an adult woman salary, and it's important. Well, I wouldn't say the less, but she has other places that will treat her well. Let me just put it that way. A lot of the times we get low wage cleaners. No one wants to, like, learn your name, or it's weird. So I promise you, if you're telling yourself, oh, that's, he doesn't understand, not in my area. By the way, there is no such thing as not in my area, because we've got coaches and teammates, staff all over the world. No one's in Phoenix. I'm the only one here in Phoenix. So it certainly isn't your area. But please don't, buy the dream, the lie that's going to kill you, which is, oh, but it doesn't work for cleaners. It works for cleaners. It works for $50,000 a year people, $100,000 a year people, and $200,000 a year people. The core values are it. So if you are like, yes, I need more of that, luckily we've been doing this a while. And if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com, not only can you subscribe to our podcast, where I think we've done over 600 episodes, our Facebook group's got like 10,000 members. There is probably the best, quickest thing I would go to is the free on-demand training. It's like 40, 50 minutes of the best stuff we put together, the 5 shifts you need to make to really be successful. We cover some of this. It's awesome. Look at this. Oh, this is the best. Typically I'll be on and Lindsay will be putting in magically, cause she's amazing. I'll say growmycleaningcompany.com and it'll pop up. And then, but Lindsay's here. So Georgie, who's also amazing, who Lindsay hired, next time we do this, I think I'm going to have you and Georgie and Apple do it. I'll just stay the heck out of it and let you guys talk crap. And Catherine says, thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Systems and process. I'm able to take a 2-week sabbatical when I need to. Thanks a million, Mike. That's from Catherine, who I love. I didn't even know that, Catherine. I'm so proud of you, sister. Her and her husband, Dan, are just the coolest. All right. So if you want more of this sort of nonsense, more Lindsay, more smarts, more of all this good stuff, growmycleaningcompany.com. All sorts of free stuff that will be amazing, help you transform. Start with the free on-demand training. It's 40. It's the best 40 minutes we've got, and there's an opportunity to get coaching and help from one of our people one-on-one after that. It's the best. Lindsay, I'm going to let you sign off with whatever thoughts, attitude, fake curse words you have, and you can end it, girl.
On the spot. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening, and have a good one, Cleaning Nation.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.